And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, who's been with us before in one other mode with the Tomfoolery Fun Club. We'll talk a little bit about that, but Tom Bielak is coming back, and he just is coming out with a new book called Road to Nowhere, and it's about his 7 key takeaways from a series of career blunders that he survived, and he's going to tell us a little about it. Tom, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks,
Hello,
Larry.
Tom.
Hi, Esther. How are you?
It's a good day.
It is. So tell us a little bit about the motivation for writing the book and maybe the background of it. You know, a little about your background, which most people know you from our show, at least about tomfoolery. But, you know, you have a whole different career that you came to this from.
I do. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for bringing it up. My career has been varied. I like to think I've had a couple of different careers in my lifetime. I started in corporate America and then transitioned over into the entrepreneurial world with tomfoolery and some other ventures. The book that I just have completed, it's a book in which I share my journey of a series of career blunders and provide what I think are some invaluable lessons for anyone that's navigating the what are some unpredictable terrains of their career. How it came about, you know, like everybody else, I always joked about, you know, one of these days I'm going to write a book, or that's going to be in my book, and so on and so forth. Never really think that I would have taken a pen to paper and tried to do that, because I guess I didn't think I could do it. I've done some teaching at Purdue Northwest, and the previous semester I served as a guest speaker for one of the classes, and I was talking about careers in sales, which is where I spent a good part of my life in pharmaceutical sales. And one of the students raised his hand, and he asked me a question, and he said, you know, if you could go back and do anything differently in your career, what would you do, or would you do anything differently? And my ego self wanted to respond, you know what, no, I wouldn't do anything differently. Everything turned out exactly the way I wanted, and I learned a lot, and it's perfect. But if I said that, I would have been lying to him and lying to myself. And after thinking about it for a minute, I looked at him. I said, you know, if I could build a time machine and go back and correct everything that needed to be redone in my career, that time machine would be burned out by about 1990. And hopefully the parts would be available so that I could rebuild it so that I could get back home to 2023. There were just so many things that started to flood into my mind of things that I would do differently. And that's where I started to think, well, you know, maybe I do have some material here for a book. And it's a short read. I call it a flight book. It's one of those books where if you're going to take a short flight somewhere, by the time you take off and open it and start reading it, by the time you land, you'll be done.
Yeah, but that's also, it's also a very smooth, engaging read.
Yes.
You know, yes, it's quick, but it's very, you know, it really flows beautifully.
Well, thanks. You know, it's not meant to be a how-to book. Like, you know, there are many self-help books out there. And a lot of times I question the people that are writing these books when we're telling us what to do. Do they know what to do? You know, for example, there are books out there that tell you how to build your business. Well, have the people that are writing the books, have they built a business? Or how to build your social media following? I can help you do that. Well, then you look and they've got 150 followers on social media. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. Matter of fact, when I, you know, teach my class at Purdue, I told the students, you know, I'm not really trying to tell you what to do because I know it all. I might be sharing some examples of things to do because I've made all the mistakes. I've made all the blunders. I think I could save you some time by sharing some of those blunders with you. And that's what really this book is about. It's about sharing some examples and, more importantly, the lessons that I learned based on some of those mistakes. And I came up with 7. I could probably come up with another 50, but I thought, well, let's just stop at 7 and see where it goes.
Share those 7 with us real quickly.
Real quickly, the first and most important lesson that I learned is what is desired is greater than what's available. And what I mean by that is when we look to do things that we really want to do, we enjoy those more. We put our heart and soul into it. And I learned that later in life. And it turns out better. But I've made the mistake many times of taking what was available. You know, for example, I talk in the book about I was a director of 2 different chambers of commerce. I took those jobs because they were available. they were horrible job fits for me. One I was fired from, and the other I quit before I could be fired. It just they didn't work out. It wasn't a fit for me, but it was available. So, you know, I just encourage people to do what you want and work toward your strengths rather than settling for what comes your way.
We are almost wrapping up here. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with Tomfoolery, or you have an anniversary coming up, which I think is really important.
Oh, yes. Well, thanks, Larry. We do have our 10th anniversary. Tomfoolery celebrates anniversary number 10 here in February. Yeah, it's been 10 years and almost 200 shows and literally hundreds of dollars in profit over those 10 years, which we're really excited about. But we'll celebrate our 10th anniversary show at Langles, the birthplace of Tomfoolery, Langles and Highland, on March 9th, and shows at 8 o'clock, and tickets are still available.
How can you find both the book and about Tomfoolery real quick?
Okay, well, the book is available on Amazon and through Barnes & Noble, and then also on Kindle. The full title is I Traveled the Road to Nowhere and I Arrived Safely. That's the full title of the book, Road to Nowhere for short. And it's also, I think I mentioned Kindle, and tickets to Tomfoolery available at TomFooleryFunClub.com.
Well, that's Tom Bialak. His new book is Road to Nowhere. You can find that in all the places. And of course, Tomfoolery Fun Club, 10th anniversary, March 9th at Langles, where they all started. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yeah. And hello to the beautiful Miss Michelle.
Thank you, Esther. And thank
thanks,
you so
Tom.
Much. Appreciate that.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.